It's me, Mark Lloyd.
The Mark Lloyd is actually talking to The Rock.
Mark Lloyd.
Has his man wide open. Bailey at the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Mario Bailey.
Mark Lloyd.
What do we want as a sports fan? Huh? What do we want?
Mark Lloyd.
Boy, for all you Gator fans out there, what kind of year is Florida going to have? Because I'm not a huge fan of vegetables. Okay, so how can I eat some? This, you know, just blend them up.
Sit back, relax, and let this guy do all the thinking for you. Mark Lloyd.
Hello, everyone. Happy Saturday. Another edition of the Mark Lloyd Show coming at you. Right here on Freedom 93 FM, home of the Gators and the Jags all season long. A lot of stuff to get to. And I'm sure everybody will agree with me. Just the feeling and the smell outside just says that football is officially here. Because college practice is now opened up. We had the Hall of Fame game last week. The Hall of Fame inductions, football being played in the NFL this week, teams practicing, and in my opinion, the world is all good, right? The world is all good. I'm doing everything I possibly can leading up until when college football kicks off, so I'm able to sit around on the couch for 12 hours that day. From noon, or no, I'd say around 10 to around midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning. That's kind of every Saturday. So get out, train early in the morning. Do everything your girlfriend or wife wants to do if you have a significant other to get it out of the way. That way you're set. And then Sunday, I'm a bigger college football fan than I am an NFL fan, even though I love them both. So I make sure that I have every excuse to be able to sit around all day Saturday. And then Sunday, I kind of can play with it. You know what I mean? Still can do some stuff. But for the most part, I have a chance to watch some NFL action. Now, we have a lot of stuff to get to. We mentioned last week, we're going to talk some NFL action. We're going to throw out some predictions. We've already given you our 8 college football playoff possibility teams. That's a long way of doing that. I got to rethink on how to make that shorter. But also, when it comes to NFL, we're going to concentrate. We're all talking here. We're going to concentrate on just having some NFC predictions. Who's going to be the 4 division winners? Who's going to be the wild card teams? And then what do the playoffs look like leading up to the NFC champion that will be in the Super Bowl? So we'll get those to you today. Now, as always, and Bill, we want to give similar Bill's over there, and also Eric producing the show. And we need to give a shout out to our great Twitter followers right now that really communicate during the show. And that's fantastic because you can hit us up on Twitter at Mark Lloyd Show. And we throw out all kinds of questions, right?
Yes.
And they do, it's funny. I mean, you get a lot that, you know, you have jerks that are jerks. And then you have people that are you know, praise you. Then you have in between just a healthy debate. It's just a healthy debate. And it's all good. Am I right?
It's always good to have that response, whether it's pro or con. We love to go back at you.
Yes. And Eric, one thing on The Walking Dead, which is, I know I'm jumping around here, but did you see the official trailer?
Yes, I have.
Fantastic. Fantastic. The trailer came out at Comic-Con. We were talking a couple weeks back about appointment setting, and we love The Walking Dead. And it comes out October 12th, I think, or 9th? 12th or 9th?
It's forever away, man.
Yeah, it is. It is. But at least we have football to get us there. So it makes it a lot easier. All right, real quick. Before we get to making some NFL predictions, there's a few news and notes out there. It's great with the college camps opening up and Florida State in action now and getting some of the early reports. And you know what I love? What I love about college football or just football in general is the passion that goes into the littlest details over one practice or two practices or exhibition game when it comes to the NFL and the conclusions that diehard fans start jumping to. But at least when it comes to Florida State, some of the rave reviews that we hear coming out of the camp already, it's only been, you know, 4 or 5 days, but just how great Dalvin Cook has looked. You know what I mean? I'm talking about some unknowns. We already know Winston's a star, Rashad Green and everything like that. But you heard that Emron Lane looks the part, right? Travis Rudolph looks the part. But what was most impressive, and I think this is what separates the great teams from every. I think when you look around the country in college football, there's a lot of fantastic skill position players. There just is. But we all know what separates the South from everybody else is the big boys on the defensive line. There's big offensive linemen up in Wisconsin. There's been all, but when it comes to the D-line, just as Oregon, right, as Stanford just rolled over them last year, it's the big boys in the middle, the D-tackles. That's why, you know, the SEC schools are always there. That's why Florida State is always there. And what I find amazing, Seminole Bill, is just how big these boys come in now, walking onto campus. All the defensive tackles, Nandi up from the recruit out of Virginia that we got, you know, the other guys, just they're all 300-plus pounds, just ready to go right now. 300-plus pounds walking onto campus, but not a sloppy 300.
No.
Like a Timmy, I know Timmy Jernigan always kind of hovered around 295, but that type of, you know, it's like, hey, I'm just a big
beast.
Dude. Yeah,
beast,
I'm a beast.
Material.
I'm a man child right away. And good Lord, get me in a proper weightlifting program and everything and watch what I can become. But I think that's what separates, and good news for Florida State fans is that you have fantastic interior linemen and Eddie Goldman and Edwards plays outside, but they're switching around so much. You know, who knows who's going to be the tackle. So you have Goldman, you have Newberry, you have big boys in the middle, but the freshmen that are coming in can jump in right away and build up and keep that depth going. And that's why they will continue to be solid. And that's what separates the South from everybody else around the country is the defensive tackles. I'm a firm believer in that.
Yeah, that. I mean, not just that they're huge, they are fast.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Exactly. They're fast. They're like a Vince Warfolk,
yeah,
right?
I mean,
320 pounds and a dude can run you down. It's really amazing. Now, we're talking college football. Also, what was interesting is the Hall of Fame game. And the only reason I'm bringing this up because of the Bills and our boy E.J. Manuel, local boy, Tallahassee. You know, I'm telling you, first round pick, I think E.J. is going to struggle. I love E.J. I think he's a great guy. Right, I think he did Florida State well, you know, brought the program back. I just don't think he's the difference maker, and I just think that head-wise, I hope I'm wrong, but boy, the early indications, they're sounding the alarms in Buffalo right now. Sounding the alarms going, wow, we're not seeing the progress. And this might be just the diehard fans up there, but also I'm reading what the analysts say, you know, and they're watching the stuff, and it's just not clicking all the way like it should be. You know, so I'm a little worried. I mean, he's got the weapons around them. You got C.J. Spiller running the ball and Fred Jackson. You got Sammy Watkins. You have Robert, the guy at USC, the rookie last year. I can't think of his name right this second. He got a touchdown in the game. Robert Woods, you know, catching the ball. So you got a lot of talent on the team. Let's hope he can bounce back.
You know, this was kind of the knock on him here was that he came down here, disciple, the first one, you know, and all the, you know, one of those Virginia quarterbacks, there was three or four of them out of that year, that all, several of them in the ACC, and come down here and size, everything was going right, but some things you just didn't have that intangible to make it all happen.
It just shows you just how mental, how you have to be just smart to be a quarterback in the NFL. Just smart and pick things up, and that's what Fisher always says about Jameis Winston. It's amazing how quick
he gets it.
He could pick everything up. And look what he did. Heisman Trophy and a national championship. All right, when we come back, we're going to get into our NFL predictions. All right? I hope everybody's ready out there. Hit us up at Mark Lloyd Show on Twitter. Also, you can visit the website, MarkLloydShow.com, and our Facebook as well. Stay with us right here on Freedom 93 FM, the home of the Gators and the Jags.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero. because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show. Coming at you on Freedom 93 FM each and every Saturday. Thanks for hanging with us. Thanks for spending some time with us. Talking sports on the home of the Gators and the Jags all season long. Who's this singing? Who is this?
Brantley Gilbert.
Is that a country person?
Yes, sir.
Wait, it's a country person? Oh, Lord. You know, I don't have a lot of requests, guys. You're throwing country music at me?
I had to wake you up.
Oh, Lord. Boy, you did. All right. Good job, Eric, with some country music.
Trying to up your game.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. We're upping the game. Well, you know, we're going to up the game right now. Seminole Bill, are you ready to make some NFL predictions?
Yes, we can do this.
Good deal. Good deal. All right, folks. Hit us up on Twitter, at Mark Lloyd Show. We want to know. Seminole Bill, we were talking that what we're going to do is we're just going to focus on the NFC this week.
Yeah.
Fair enough, right?
That's
don't you
good.
Think? Yep. Fair enough to give it its due justice. We don't have a lot of time. And thanks everybody that tweets us in and sends messages to us saying, hey, we wish you'd go to 2 hours and expand the show and everything. Hey, we hear you. You know what I mean? But, you know, this is where we're at right now. We're having a great time doing
first
it, right, Seminole?
First, we're enjoying our time.
That's right. Absolutely. So hit us up on Twitter, at Mark Lloyd Show, with you did a great job with your college eight possible playoff teams. And now we're asking for your NFC four division winners and also your two wild card teams. And then get us to the Super Bowl because we're going to get you to the Super Bowl right here. All right, here we go. NFC East. Seminole Bill, who do you have coming out of that division? As your who's the division winner?
Can't waffle on this. It's Philly.
Philadelphia. You know what? I like Philadelphia, too, to win the NFC East. I think that second year for Nick Foles and Chip Kelly's scheme,
yep.
Right?
Yeah.
You also, yes, I know you lose to Sean Jackson, but Jordan Matthews, the rookie out of Vanderbilt, is having an outstanding camp so far. The guy really is a superstar. He was a superstar in college, and he's one of those guys that drops in the draft some because he didn't run a 4.3, and I sit there and I smile, and I'm like, guys, you know, sometimes we just never learn, and how funny is that? Because Chip Kelly's like, I don't even understand this whole camp stuff. Let's just go look at the film and see what they did. So, you know, you got Phil looking, you got Shady McCoy, great, outstanding back. You have, if Riley Cooper, he has a little banged up, you know, ankle right now, but I'm sure he'll be fine. And I just think that they're going to have a potent offense and their defense will be good, you know, but they're going to score some points. They set the record last year in the Philadelphia history, scoring the most points ever. And second in that division, we'll just go down. I like the Giants, then the Redskins, and then Dallas. I think the Giants are going to be okay to a point. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. They're not going to be a wild card team. Okay, I got only Philadelphia coming out of that division,
right,
out of the NFC. Do you have anybody else in that division?
No. I'm with you on that.
Washington, first year under Gruden, I think RG3 will now take a step forward again. I just don't see it. There just always seems to be some kind of issues going on there. I know it sounds trivial and sounds silly, but the whole name controversy with the Redskins, it's just, there's just, we're not focused. We're not focused on like what's important football. With the Giants, though, it's a shame about David Wilson. You know, career over with. That really is a shame. Eli Manning, completely new scheme, new offensive coordinator, is going to do some quick passing. To bring up his completion percentage, to get rid of all those interceptions that he threw last year. I think, really, I'll tell you what the key is. Obviously, the offensive line needs to improve. Okay? The offensive line needs to improve. But Williams, the rookie out of Boston College, I know they got Rashard Jennings, but I'm telling you, Andre Williams is a man.
He's a beast.
He's a boy. Yeah, he's a big man. And he's going to run the ball effectively. I know he looked good in the Bills game, but he was going against the second team. But still, I think Williams is going to be good. I think the defense will be good also. Now, you notice the key word there, Bill, is good.
Yeah.
Good. You know, that's all. I think Dallas is going to be awful. They're going to be terrible. The defense is in shambles. You get rid of Rob Ryan. He goes to the New Orleans and turns the team around, right, on defense. Dallas' defense was the worst I've ever seen last year. And that game against Denver was just – it was the best game to watch, but it was just a shame. No DeMarcus Ware on that team anymore. Offensive-wise, Tony Romo was having issues with his back still, right?
That's the guy that's supposed to, you know, always be the
– Yeah.
You know, if he – does what he's supposed to do offensively, they have
Yeah, they have weapons. You know, Dez Bryant, but Dez Bryant's always a wild card, too. You don't know if he's going to have an attitude problem. You know, true. I think Dallas is going to finish last in that division. And here's what's funny, though. It's not funny, but Bill, what happens if the team is struggling and Tony Romo's back is just not better and he's hurting? Can you imagine them now screaming, why did you pass on Johnny Manziel? Why didn't you take him at number 16? Yeah, the excitement for Dallas. Okay, so NFC East, you have Philly coming out as a division winner, so do I. Yeah. All right, hit us up on Twitter. Who do you guys have coming out of the NFC East? At Mark Lloyd Show on Twitter. All right, NFC West, Bill. Here we go. Division. Yeah. Arguably the best division in the NFL. We have the Niners, the Seahawks, the Rams, and Arizona. Two outstanding teams and two solid teams with potential.
Right.
You know, with potential.
Right.
Winning division, I'll go first this time. I got San Fran winning the division this year.
Yeah, you like San Fran.
Yeah, I like the Niners. Who do you like winning the division?
Man, I'm telling you, Russell, I just love that group, man.
Okay, they're gonna stick with Seattle. Yeah. Okay. All right, fair enough. I mean, you know, I almost think it's a toss up.
They're both great teams.
But looking at both teams, I think the Niners are the most talented team in the NFL, top to bottom. There's talent all over the place. It's almost like, you know what San Fran reminds me of, Bill? They remind me of a college football team like an Alabama or a Florida State. Yeah. Just five-star guys littered.
Everywhere.
Just everywhere. Yeah. Like, look at the running back situation. I don't know if they amount, but you have Frank Gore running the ball at 31 years old. But right behind him, you have Marcus Lattimore, who I think is back.
Yeah.
I think he's back. I hear good stuff. Behind him, you have Carlos Hyde. You know what I mean? So it's
not a bad lineup.
You got Michael Crabtree, Vernon Davis over there. Patton, the wide receiver, is looking outstanding so far. The defense is solid. Hopefully Bowman comes back and he's 100%. You know, but still, you got Patrick Willis, Eric Reed in the secondary, San Fran solid. Seattle, same thing. Yes, they lost some defensive players.
A couple. Yeah.
They did. However, though, I think that they're kind of like a college. They're just replenishing. You know what I mean? They got some other big guys to step in.
They both have some incredible. I mean, the coaching staffs for those teams, man, have just done amazing things with those teams.
Really do you have? Okay, so do you have San Fran being a wild card team?
I do.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah, I have Seattle being the wild card team. Okay. So we flip flop on that. But I think Seattle, Russell Wilson's second year. Imagine, I mean, good Lord. I mean, how good is he going to be?
Amazing.
You know, how will they let him throw the ball more? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or will they
get
need
out of
to?
Pocket.
Marshawn Lynch is in camp. It's all good. Two solid running backs behind him, too. So Seattle is going to be there. I have him as a wild card. Bill has him as the division winner. All right. Then you have the Rams in Arizona. The Rams, it's Sam Bradford. The defense always plays well. It's right. Sam Bradford. Either you're going to be the number one pick and spread the ball around and play well, or you guys are always going to linger in that mediocrity. Right. And the thing, you know, they have the circus too a little bit with Michael Sam being on the team too. And then you have Arizona, which I think loaded on defense, right? Always a solid, solid defense. Offensive-wise, they have weapons. Andre Ellington, solid back last year, the rookie out of Clemson. You also, obviously, Larry Fitzgerald. I think the key, offensive-wise, is can Carson Palmer not throw 40 interceptions?
Right.
I see you doing the motion. Yeah. You know, I should have just picked it off.
Yeah.
Is what I should have done.
Take it to the house. Yeah.
Okay, so out of the NFC East, folks, we have Philadelphia. Who do you have? Out of the NFC West, I have San Fran as the division winner. Bill has Seattle. I have San Fran as the wild card. Bill has San Fran as the wild card. We're going to put all this up on the website, right?
Right.
Okay, we'll put our predictions up. Once again, hit us up at Mark Lloyd Show on Twitter and give us your predictions. Let's jump to the NFC North. Okay, the NFC North now. We have Green Bay, the Bears, Detroit, and Minnesota. You know, this is as always, the black and blue division, right? I have Green Bay winning the division. I have Green Bay winning. I think that, you know, Rodgers, and obviously all this depends on who stays healthy. Okay, that's kind of a given, right?
Right.
Wouldn't you agree that's just a given? So I was about to say, if Aaron Rodgers, because he got hurt last year, if Aaron Rodgers stays healthy, of course, well, with Rodgers healthy, you have Jordy Nelson, you know, catching the ball. You have Randall Cobb catching the ball. You have the rookie they got is looking outstanding. I think his name is Devontae Adams. Is a wide receiver, another weapon for Aaron Rodgers. You got Eddie Lacy running the ball now.
Yeah, man.
Solid last year. I think he's going to be good. I don't think he's a fluke.
No, he's good.
And the issue is always, you know, defense and offensive line. But it looks like they addressed a little bit of the offensive line. to give him a little bit of time, Aaron Rodgers. You bring over Julius Peppers. Don't underestimate that. You know, if Matthews can stay healthy, right? Matthews over there, Julius Peppers, they said he looks like he's 25 years old again. What a freak, right? 6'6", 270, and he probably has 6% body fat, and he could run like a deer. So I got Green Bay winning the division. Who do you have winning the NFC North Seminole Bill?
I've actually got the Lions.
You got Detroit.
Lions, Packers, and Bears on mine. You know?
Okay. So you have Detroit.
Yeah, I do.
New coach.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I have in my notes written about Detroit? Just it's discipline.
Yeah.
They're almost like Texas Tech was last year with Cliff Kingsbury. We had a million penalties.
Yeah, they do.
And that's what Detroit does. You know, obviously they're going to put up points. They're going to put up the points. You got Bush, you got Johnson, and you got Stafford.
Stafford's great.
You know, can, though, they hold Stafford accountable? And what I mean by that is not just, you know, the talk always was last year is they just let the guy run wild.
Yeah.
He's just whizzing the ball all over the place. If he threw five interceptions, so be it, because he threw for 500 yards, but they weren't winning, right?
It kind of reminds you way back in the day when Brett Favre was coming. You know,
very good.
Just reckless.
Gunslinger.
Abandoned. Yeah, just
gunslinger.
Throwing around. Yeah.
You're absolutely right. So you got Detroit, though. You think Caldwell is going to instill the discipline.
Yep.
And then they're going to be solid.
I think so. I think they have been putting this together, but they just need to cut out the penalties and just – you know, focus on playing solid football. They'll be there.
You know, with Farley, Sue, if Sue can keep his head on straight, you know, in the middle. So, okay. All right. So you have Detroit being the winner. Any wild cards coming out of that division?
Now, see, I flip with you here. I've got Green Bay as my wild card.
Oh, you got Detroit winning the division.
Yeah, Detroit's taking the division.
Whoa, okay. Yeah. Detroit wins the division. Green Bay's the wild card. Okay.
Yes.
I only have Green Bay coming out of this. What about the Bears? You know, the Bears, once again. I think they're a good team.
They are.
I just don't think that they're a playoff, going deep in the playoff type team. And in my case, I don't have them even making the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Something always happens with Cutler. Something always last year. He's out for a while. Alshon Jeffrey, Brandon Marshall, fantastic. Maybe the best duo.
Great.
Maybe, arguably. We should do that one. We'll do that one of these shows. The best duos like that. You know, best combination, I guess you could say. They bring over Jared Allen, which is going to help the defense. And the guy's a sack machine. He's a playmaker and everything. But there's just always something missing with them right now. Really is. And it always boils down to Jay Cutler. But it is his second year with Trestman. So that's good news. Minnesota, I think they're just rebuilding.
Right.
You know, is Teddy Bridgewater going to be the quarterback? The rave review is coming out for the rookie from down south, obviously, here in Florida, then played at Louisville. Christian Ponder, he's not going to be the starter. He'll be traded eventually, I'm sure.
Right.
Matt Castle, you know, is the other quarterback. Adrian Peterson, I just don't see all the, you know, the weapons that's going to get them past any of these teams. I think they're going to be a middle-of-the-road team, 5-win team for the Minnesota Vikings this coming season. All right, so Green Bay, I have winning the division, and that's all that's coming out of the NFC North. Seminole Bill has the Detroit Lions, our first kind of upset. I like that. I like how you went out on a limb on that one.
Gotta do it.
So the Detroit winning the division, and then the Green Bay Packers as the wild card team. So when we look at the NFC South, okay, hit us up on Twitter, folks. Seminole Bill says, hey, make sure you throw that out there. Yes, and so does Eric. At Mark Lloyd Show, we want to hear your predictions for the NFC, okay? Your predictions for the NFC. NFC South. Do we have enough time in this segment?
We're going to bring this back around the other segment.
We'll get to it on the other side. Plus, also, we'll give you our NFC South predictions, and then we'll walk you through who we think, how it's going to play out in the playoffs, and then what team from the NFC is going to represent, what team is going to be represented in the Super Bowl from the NFC. So we'll get to that. Also, though, Bill, similar to Bill, we have to talk a little bit about the money situation, too, with Andy Dalton and the contract, and I get a kick out of everybody that's complaining about all the money that he got. I really do. It's pretty funny. It is. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get to the NFC South predictions plus our playoff predictions. Folks, stay with us. We appreciate you hanging with us here on Freedom 93 FM, The Mark Lloyd Show. Also, the home of the Gators and the Jags all season long. Don't go anywhere, folks. Tearing my T-shirt. You're stirring
up dirt. Tallahassee, come join us Friday evening at Iguana Cantina Bar and Grill. Great food, drinks, and entertainment with 2-for-1 wells, 2-for-1 drafts, 2-for-1 margaritas, and music from Warren Shuddy.
Tallahassee, Florida, what's up? This is Warren Shuddy, formerly with the Lax. Y'all come check me out this Friday night. I'll be performing at Iguana Cantina Bar and Grill, 2736 Capitol Circle, Northeast, next door to Calico Jack's. The only place to be this Friday night.
See, now this is music. Huh?
What?
None of that country stuff. If this doesn't get you fired up, a little Marilyn Manson, Beautiful People. I got a great story. When I started with World Wrestling, this was the theme song for the show I was on, SmackDown. For those of you that remember, well, SmackDown, I don't know, I'm sure it's still on. But, and this is the one thing I loved about the show. I was so pumped to be on it because I was like, all right, I love this song. This is great. And the first time I had a chance to experience it live, I was with I was with WWE for like a month and a half, living up there in Connecticut. And when you first start off, I'm hosting all these shows in the studio, and then they want to send me on the road so I could be part of the live shows out there. So the first show, Albany, New York. So we fly into Albany. I think we flew in there. I can't remember how close it is. All right, so first time I'm at SmackDown, right? Never been on the road with them before, and here's my first show. And we go into production meeting that morning, okay? And you get the rundown on what's going to happen on the show and everything, and who am I interviewing throughout the show on SmackDown, right? And then one of them, my first interviews with Vince McMahon.
That's a good one.
And I'm looking at it going, you got to be kidding me. Really? My first interview's got to be with Vince? He's about the most intimidating figure on the face of the earth. But I said, whatever. That's what they brought me in here for. So I look at it and, you know, let me tell you something, folks. One thing with the scripts that they give you and the questions and everything has to be memorized, right? You know, and it has to be realistic. You have to be it's long. You know, it's not like a sentence. It's long. It's a whole interview, but it's all memorized live on television and everything like that. So I get my stuff. I have it down pat. I have it memorized. No worries. I got my earpiece in. We're about to go to me. I'm backstage. I'm back in like one of the hallways. I'm about to interview Vince, and it was during the time where Vince was like I don't know if he was the commissioner, but Ric Flair was playing some kind of role as a commissioner, and that was like the controversy going on. So here comes Vince. And we have about 5 minutes before we go live. They tell me in my ear, 5 minutes. Vince walks up. Hey, you know, like, who are you? And I said, well, you know, I'm Mark Lloyd. He goes, oh, okay, you're our new guy. Yeah, I never met him. He hasn't met me. You know, there's no reason to. So he goes, hey, so what are we doing here on this interview, on this, you know, backstage interview and everything? I said, well, I'm going to ask you this and then whatever. And then I got these questions. And I hear 3 minutes, right, in my ear. And he's like, yeah, he goes, you know, let's switch it up some. And I'm looking at him going, you've got to be kidding me. Switch it up right now? 2 minutes in my ear. And I'm like, okay. He's like, you say this, ask me this. And I said, okay. He goes, now I'm going to say this. He goes, now then you ask me this. And I'm looking at him, shaking my head. And I hear, 1 minute. He goes, now then ask me this, and then I'll say this. And then you come back and you say this now. But you got to have this look on your face. I'm like, 30 seconds. I'm like, okay, like keep, and he goes, now when you say this, you can put your hand on my shoulder, but don't do it where you're, and I'm like going, my head is spinning. I hear 15, 10, 5, go. And I'm going, all right, you know, and I did the whole thing. It went fantastic. Little did I know, that's the culture of the WWE, though. What I learned real quick was they're always messing with you, especially right. The new guys. So in reality, he just did all that. You know, the other interview was going to be fine, but he wanted to mess with me to see how I'd handle all the pressure. Just to see if I was going to crack or anything like that. Thank goodness I didn't. It went well. They made fun of me later on that night or the next day in a production meeting saying, hey, how'd you like, you know, that and everything. But it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. So I figured once I got past that first interview with Vince, I was set. Nothing could happen to me.
Right.
However, though, I got a few more stories where they just grilled me. Oh, God, I got a brutal story. I'll tell you that another time. All right, let's talk about the NFC South. Folks, we're giving our predictions here for the NFC in the NFL right now. Who do we think is going to win the division? Who's the two wildcard teams? And then who's going to go to the Super Bowl out of the NFC? Hit us up on Twitter at Mark Lloyd Show. Visit the website MarkLloydShow.com and also Facebook Mark Lloyd. NFC South. Bill, I have two teams coming out. You only have one. Who do you have winning in the division?
Who that?
Okay, me too.
Saints.
Yeah, I have the Saints winning the division also. And you know what? Boy, I think they are prime. Yeah. They are prime.
It's dope.
Breeze is looking awesome. You have Jimmy Graham, happy, yep. Right? Kenny Stills, the wide receiver last year out of Oklahoma, near Florida State, remember him?
Great guy.
Yeah, exactly. And then Brandon Cooks this year, they said, dude, he is just at a different level. He said that everybody that's observing the rookie, Brandon Cooks, they're saying that he's just at a different speed than everybody. He's electric and exciting. So they lose Darren Sproles, yeah. But they have him now. So offensive-wise, they're solid. They are solid. Defensive-wise, they bring in Bird. And then you have Rob Ryan turned the defense around completely last year. Did he not?
Yeah. Everything's back to business as usual.
Yeah, exactly. You know? So I think that they're going to be solid in that division. Now, my wild card team is going to come out of the NFC South. I love the Atlanta Falcons this year. I think last year was a fluke. Seminoleville. I think last year it was just a fluke. I mean, so many injuries. It was terrible. But they addressed the offense. They draft Jake Matthews, yep. Right? They have to solidify the offensive line. You got Steven Jackson running the ball. Hopefully Devontae Freeman can play a part. Who's featured on Hard Knocks this past week.
That's right.
Which was very cool. If those of you that watch Hard Knocks, Atlanta's the team. You have Julio Jones, who they say is back healthy. Roddy White, back healthy. Yes, I know you lose Tony Gonzalez. So, and that is a big weapon. I don't mean to downplay that because when he's there, you upplay it, right? So I shouldn't downplay it. But I think that they're going to be a good, good football team, and that Atlanta's going to make the playoffs. Next in line in that division, we have Carolina, who I think is – I think they're just kind of up in the air right now. Who knows what's going to happen? Yes, they drafted Kelvin Benjamin, and supposedly he's looking awesome right now in camp, Florida State fans. But I think the problem with Carolina is that's it. You know, who else is catching the football? And you can't dismiss losing Steve Smith, you know, a bona fide leader on that team and arguably the best wide receiver of the past decade. I mean, he's that steady. Good. He's very a steady. Cocky dude, but boy, he is really good. And then behind him, you have the Bucs. I think the Bucs are going to be terrible. They just are. I mean, Josh McCown's your starting quarterback. I instantly, no if and Lovey Smith, Josh McCown's our quarterback. Not Sean Glennon, who played some last year. Why not develop him? Josh McCown's a journeyman. He played a few good games up in Chicago. Listen, there's a reason Chicago said, no, Jay Cutler, you're a quarterback again.
Right.
You know,
right.
I just don't know about that. So I got the Saints winning the division, so does Seminole Bill. I have Atlanta as the wild card team. All right, let's talk some playoffs now. Here we go. Here we are in the playoffs. First round matchup, Bill. I have the Saints at Philadelphia, Seattle at Atlanta.
All right.
Okay. I have winning. I have Philadelphia advancing, and I have Atlanta advancing. I have Seattle and New Orleans exiting in the first round.
Yeah, man.
What do you think, Bill?
Pretty bold.
Well, what do you got? Who do you have is your matchup, and then who do you have advancing?
Well, I've got San Fran at Detroit. And I've got Green Bay at Philly.
And who advances?
I'm going to go with San Fran, you know, coming through.
Yeah.
Then I've got Philly coming through also.
Okay. All right. Then our second round matchup. Now it's the divisional round. That was the wild card round. Now that we have the divisional round, folks, hit us up. What's your predictions? At Mark Lloyd Show on Twitter. Thanks for sending them in. They're coming in. That's fantastic. All right. Atlanta at San Francisco. And then Philadelphia at Green Bay, and I have the Niners coming out of there, and also I have Green Bay coming out. So the two home teams, it finally comes into play, that home field advantage. Sometimes it doesn't, but I'm saying that it will. Atlanta has to travel back. San Fran and Green Bay will play in the NFC Championship game. Who do you have, Bill?
I'm going to take I've got, you know, San Fran and New Orleans, of course, head to head. That's going to be a great game.
Yeah.
But I have San Francisco coming through.
San Fran winning, yeah. Okay.
And then with the Philly playing Seattle, I got Seattle. So I've got a repeat of that NFC Championship.
Excellent. Yeah. So a Niner-Seahawk NFC Championship game again. Yeah. Well, last year didn't disappoint. You know, so that's good news. All right, so I have San Fran at Green Bay. So I have Green Bay having the better. So San Fran at Green Bay.
All right.
And I have the Packers winning and going to the Super Bowl. I know. No, I wouldn't call it the most popular pick, but it's not way out there. According to Vegas, you know, they're up there. They're in the upper echelon of odds-wise, so it's not like I'm doing something crazy.
No.
You're doing nothing crazy because the two favorites out of the NFC are San Fran and Seattle, according to Vegas.
Yep.
Who do you have?
Russell Wilson takes them back.
Russell Wilson takes them back.
Yep.
So Wilson will take them back, too.
Harbaugh's going to be ticked again, but what can you do?
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, all right, so Bill has Seattle representing the NFC. Seattle will be in the Super Bowl. I have Green Bay going to be in the Super Bowl. Next week, folks, we'll get to the AFC. We'll talk about the AFC and who do we think is going to win the division, the wild card teams, and then, of course, making it to the Super Bowl. We'll walk all the way through. We want to know what your predictions are as well. At Mark Lloyd Show on Twitter. Visit our website, MarkLloydShow.com. You communicate that way. And also Facebook, right, Seminole Bill?
That's correct.
Yes, right here on Freedom 93 FM. So that's always good. I love making predictions like that. Now, before we went to break too, let's stay on the NFL topic, okay?
All right.
And everybody this past week is up in arms. Andy Dalton got $120 million. Okay. Or 115, something like that. It's over $100 million.
Crazy
an upset,
money. Crazy
right?
money. Yeah.
Crazy money. Okay. One thing that's really interesting, though, is that I was listening to an expert when it comes to like the contracts and the escalator clauses and the stair step clause. Yeah, it's really a 2-year deal. It's really a 2-year deal for like $25 million.
Right.
Okay. Seven, you know, like 17 and then 8 the next year. And then after that, if they don't want them, they could cut them. You know what I mean? Or get rid of them or do whatever it is. So they're not married to the guy for 6 or 7 years like the contract always says. Same thing with Kaepernick out in San Francisco. He got $120, $30, or $40 million contract, something like that. Same thing. Yeah. You know, a lot of it's based on their performances, and I think that's fair. But This is what I don't understand is when everybody is Andy Dalton worth 150? Well, you know what? He's worth whatever somebody's willing to pay him.
Yeah.
That's what I do not understand from Joe Sports Fan. Why on earth would you ever get upset over what they're paying the guy? Now, I know you could have the argument if you sit there, well, because it's a detriment to the rest of the team. Listen, let me tell you something. When it comes to the whole cap stuff, plenty of people have got paid a lot of money. And if the guy's that good and they're paying him that much money and the team is winning, then what always happens? They restructure something like right. Tom Brady always does. And they always restructure their deal and they're able to do it. But he's willing. And how much money? See, no, but nobody looks into is how much money has Andy Dalton made for that team by getting him into the playoffs? Yes, they've bailed out and he sucked in the playoffs so far. He's terrible. But still, how much money has he made the team by getting them into the playoffs, by making them relevant? And then, because that's what the guy that owns the team, Seminole Bill, is a businessman.
Yeah.
It's not like, so you know what I'm saying? It's like they're business guys running it. So do you think business guys are just going to throw away their money?
No, I mean, you know, you want to put people in the seats. You can't afford to make stupid mistakes.
You're absolutely right. You can't afford to make stupid mistakes. Now, you got to roll the dice.
Sure.
But they looked at Andy Dalton and said, hey, you know, he's made it to the playoffs.
Right.
Okay. Is he Tom Brady? You know, no. Is he Tony Romo? No, he's not. But guess what? When you look around sometimes, too, you go, well, okay, but if we don't have him, then who are you putting in there?
Right.
Who else is leading their team to the playoffs? Sam Bradford's not. He got $50 million. You know, guaranteed. So that's what always kills me, too. Is that, well, then who are you replacing him with? You're bitching about him being your quarterback. Then what are you going to do? There's nobody else to put in there. So be happy with it. Support the guy and don't worry about how much money he's getting paid. As a sports fan, I don't care how much anybody gets paid. Why would it bother you? And it bothers so many people, even college coaches, too.
Yeah.
You know, when we come back on the other side of the break, we'll have a little fun because we've been so serious, you know, a little bit serious. I just want to talk a little bit more about coaches getting paid and how much money they're getting paid, too. Plus, more shenanigans and our fitness tips, Seminole Bill, so don't go anywhere. How many ounces have you had today? We'll find out on the other side. Stay with us right here on the Mark Lloyd Show on Freedom 93 FM.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's gonna make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
Tallahassee, come join us Friday evening at Iguana Cantina Bar and Grill. Great food, drinks, and entertainment with two-for-one wells, two-for-one drafts, two-for-one margaritas, and music from Warren Shuddy.
Tallahassee, Florida, what's up? This is Warren Shuddy, formerly with the Lax. Y'all come check me out this Friday night. I'll be performing at Iguana Cantina Bar and Grill, 2736 Capitol Circle, Northeast, next door to Calico Jack's. The only place to be this Friday night.
Great song. Come on, how do you not love this song? Little Violet Femmes. This is what I'm talking about.
That ain't no
when
country.
I'm walking, I strut my stuff. It's like the one song I know the words to.
This
here we
no
go.
Country.
When I'm walking, I strut my stuff, and I'm so strong. That's about all I know, but that's fine, though.
Good.
Yes.
Sign him up.
Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show. Having a little fun on this Saturday afternoon with you right here on Freedom 93 FM. We're the home of the Gators and the Jags as the football season comes closer and closer to us. We gave out our NFC predictions. You'll find them up on the website. And also, we want to hear your NFC predictions. Who's going to win the divisions? Who's the wildcard teams? And who makes it to the Super Bowl out of the NFC? We're going to do AFC next week. Send us your predictions via Twitter, at Mark Lloyd Show. Also, check out MarkLloydShow.com. And, of course, our Facebook page, Mark Lloyd Show. So the keywords there are Mark Lloyd Show.
That's right. Sorry, I wasn't waiting for you to say it. Not
exactly.
You did better. You know, no, there's no more whatever that other word was in there anymore.
Before we get to more football talk, I want to talk a little bit more about money. We were talking about Andy Dalton, all the money he got, but I just wanted to say something real quick about college coaches and just coaches and how much money they're making, and everybody loses their mind over that too. But we're going to get to that, but we always do it every week. We feel it's our responsibility, right,
yes,
Simba Bill?
Of course.
Our responsibility to convey to our audience, we like to live a healthy lifestyle here on the Mark Lloyd Show. So every single week I throw out, you know, a fitness tip. Just kind of a healthy tip of the day in a way, right?
That's it.
Just something. Right, this week, let's talk about weight loss. Because it really is simple. You have to have a little bit of discipline. It really is simple. If you burn more calories than you consume, you'll drop pounds. Period.
That's true.
But too many guys still underestimate how much they eat and overestimate how many calories they burn. So what you need to do is avoid the guesswork and keep a food journal for a week. Really. Keep a food journal for a week. Count up exactly how many calories you're averaging, and you might be surprised.
So I have to track how many Whoppers or whatever I throw in the tank.
If you just mention that word right there,
we have an issue, right?
Yeah, we got an issue. You already hit your daily limit.
I'm gone, right?
Yeah.
I'm starving.
So, yeah. Now start eating 500 fewer calories per day. That's about one meal. You know what I mean? You want to have about six or seven meals. We're not saying, you know, don't cut out dinner or anything like that. Don't starve, but just cut out the junk and the processed foods. Count your calories. Start eating 500 calories less, and you're going to start dropping some LBs. And then most important, drink water.
Water.
That's right. At least a gallon a day. Bill, what are you at today?
I am off.
What
just
time
a
is
bit.
It? What is it? 250 or something like that? Somewhere around there? All right.
I got the 32 ounces going right now.
You're at 32 ounces.
Yeah.
That is sad. That's terrible.
I got to catch up.
That's awful.
Got to catch up.
Eric, how many ounces?
You don't even want to know.
Well, I do. That's why I asked.
16 ounces.
You've drank 16 ounces the whole day.
That's
okay.
A lot for this skinny bird.
Oh, Lord. Okay. All right, I'm at 71. Yeah, I'm at 71.
You know what that big bottle is in there?
Yeah, I'm at 71 ounces. So, folks, drink a gallon of water every day. Obviously, similar Bill, he's doing okay. Eric's struggling, but that's okay. we're not going to leave him behind, right?
No, nah, we'll pull him up.
All right, back to some sports talk, similar Bill. Back to some sports talk. We were talking about Andy Dalton, how much money he got paid and everything. But here's, you know, Nick Saban makes about $6 million a year. Okay, or six, or maybe more. Mike Leach just signed up, and he's getting $3 million a year. The head coach out for Washington State.
Right.
You know, who knows? You know, LeBron makes $100 million. What I'm saying is that lots of times the market dictates what they get. Do you know how people bitch and moan that Saban gets $6 million a year as a head coach? Are you kidding me? Do you know how much money he brings into that university? Do you think they'd give him $6 million a year if the university was losing money on him?
Not a chance.
Okay. So everybody, get a grip and quit worried about how much everybody makes. You know, they're not stupid. They don't pay people that don't make them money. So they're bringing in who knows how much the endowment. Alabama, I just saw, is number two on the licensing, money coming in. Number two.
Very strong.
You think Alabama was number two before Nick Saban got there? I don't think so. Yeah. No, not at all. Florida State, I'm pretty sure, was number eight now. Number eight, all because of Jimbo with this team and winning.
Right.
All right. So whatever you pay Jimbo, it's not enough. You should pay him more. Exactly. All right. Let's have a little fun here, Seminole Bill. You know, all the training camps are open, so there's highlights going on constantly.
Right.
You know, and I'm watching. They were doing a report from the Denver Bronco camp. Okay. And folks, everybody out there, I know you can relate to this. If you're a sports fan, you can relate to this with your favorite team. So they're showing the Broncos, and they're interviewing DeMarcus Ware. And he has his Bronco jersey on, and I'm looking at him, and I'm not a Cowboy fan, but I felt bad for the Cowboys. I felt bad for the DeMarcus Ware fans, and here's why. It's like if you're a Cowboy fan, and he's your favorite player, and then you see him wearing, you know, a Denver Bronco jersey, and I wouldn't call it your – it's not a rival, but Broncos and – Cowboys have a history.
They have some history.
Right? They have a history. And it was just weird. It's just, it's what we love about sports because it just, there's that side part of the brain where it just brings out the passion, you know, in all of us. And it brings out stuff that normally we don't care about, but now we care about.
Yeah.
And so when I saw DeMarcus wear the Bronco jersey, I was saying to myself, who else? You know, that bothered me some, and I'm not even a fan. No, don't get me wrong, folks. You didn't have to talk me off the ledge. But it did. It was this kind of weird seeing DeMarcus Ware with a Bronco jersey because he's been in Dallas for a long time. He's a great guy, huge in the Dallas community, and now he's over there in Denver. And I was thinking, who else out there? There's lots of trades that happen all the time, but who was somebody, Seminole Bill? And folks out there, you think of this too, that the first time you saw him in that other team's jersey, you kind of shook your head the way Seminole Bill is right now.
Yeah.
You just kind of shook your head and you said, huh. That looks strange.
You started it with the Dallas topic, and we know, guy, like I said, from my hometown of Pensacola.
That's right.
When number 22,
very good,
Emmitt Smith had that Cardinal jersey on, it was like seeing a stop sign in the middle of the interstate.
Very good.
Just happened. You know?
Yes. It was just weird.
Wrong.
And it almost at the same time, there's a party that says, "Gosh, why didn't you just retire?"
Yeah.
You know, I get why they do it. I'm not judging on that. I would probably put on any uniform. And then if I'm there for 15 years, go put on another jersey because I wanted to keep on playing and et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. But it was almost one of those inconceivable things. Emmitt's wearing an Arizona Cardinal jersey.
No longer a
Dallas Cowboy jersey. Folks, we're bringing this up. Who do you think of? Who's a good example? Hit us up on Twitter at Mark Lloyd Show. Our website, MarkLloydShow.com. We're on Facebook. The Mark Lloyd Show, about just looked really weird. Some examples out there. Bill, you just brought up, you know what I was thinking? Back in the, Joe Montana. How does Joe Montana go from the San Francisco 49ers? Yeah. You want to talk about strange. When he had that Kansas City Chiefs shirt on? Wasn't that bizarre?
Like the coyote absolutely catching the roadrunner. Yes. Just to make sense.
Yeah, it does.
Made no sense.
Very good analogy. I love that.
Don't make sense.
It was just,
didn't look right.
Oh, let's, in the NBA, Come on.
There's a few of them.
Yeah, there's a few of them, but one that really...
Yeah.
I mean, when Jordan...
Yeah, yeah, okay.
...had a Washington Wizards shirt on.
Sky's falling.
Not even a Knicks shirt or, or you know, a Lakers shirt. He had a Washington Wizards shirt on. You're like,
the most
and you're right too.
Thing.
He changed his number to 45 or something.
Yeah, marketing.
Yeah. It was just like, you can't do that. That's blasphemy.
Yeah, don't happen.
You know, that just doesn't happen. Jerry Rice.
Oh.
Somebody just tweeted in Jerry Rice to the Raiders.
That's a good. Oh, that's just fighting. I mean,
teams that hate each other
right across. You don't do that.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, changing high schools to your right. Like, you know. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you don't do it.
No, I know exactly what you're saying.
Don't do it.
I mean, Jerry Rice to the Raiders. That's another great example somebody sent in. How about, okay, here's a good one. Brett Favre.
Oh, my Lord, yeah.
Brett Favre to the Jets.
Now, you know, he was just going through
Brett
a
Favre
moment.
To the Vikings. I know he has two teams there, and after it became like, oh, big deal. But still, the initial shock of seeing him wearing, you know, that
anything
jersey.
But a Packer jersey.
Yeah. Anything but a Packers jersey.
Yeah, it was wrong.
It just doesn't seem right, Seminole Bill. You know, for us sports fans out there, and the thing is, I've named all these people. I'm not a diehard fan of any of them. I like them all. I think they're great. I love watching them. But it's almost like, okay, here's another one. Somebody just tweeted in. Peyton Manning.
Oh, yeah.
From the Colts to the Broncos.
Yeah.
Same, but he's wearing a Broncos jersey. It's just, I will tell you this. I couldn't wait to see what he looked like.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird. I was like, I couldn't wait to see Peyton Manning with a Bronco jersey on, just going, boy, that's bizarre looking.
Well, you know, that was the whole thing there, a little bit different situation. It's kind of in a way like Emmett went out on the injury and wanted to play again.
Yeah,
and they didn't want him.
No.
But him coming back there and just, will he be able to do anything? You know, holding your breath. Because he's one of those guys you do like to root for. He's a good
guy. Yeah,
you know?
No, I agree with you on all that.
Him.
And the circumstances are always different for everybody. But still, it was just different. You know, okay. How about, because we got a lot of good ones coming in at Mark Loach Show. Folks, you're doing a great job on the Twitter for the suggestions that you're sending in. Here's another thing to throw out there, though, that you can hit us up on Twitter at Mark Loach Show. Who currently could you not possibly imagine wearing a different jersey?
Yeah.
Who currently in NHL? It's like Mario Lemieux. I could never have seen him wearing anything other than Pittsburgh. Now, you would have said maybe Gretzky with Edmonton, but he went to L.A. You know what I mean? So, they don't want that. But I can't imagine seeing Magic Johnson. That's the past. I said currently. Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Can you see Kobe ever putting on like a Knicks jersey or a Celtics jersey? My gosh.
That'd be... He'd lose it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Could you see... Even though we never thought we'd see Peyton Manning not wearing a Colts shirt, I can't see Tom Brady.
Oh, no.
Wearing anything other than the Patriots.
No.
Could you have seen... Oh, I'll go right after your heart. What happens if Terry Bradshaw had a different jersey on?
Yeah, don't... You talk about, like, Big Ben now. You know,
yeah.
Yeah, no. It don't work. He's a Steeler, man.
Yes.
Don't take off the
Super
black
Bowl
and gold.
Super Bowl winner. For all of our Miami Dolphin fans out there, thank goodness Dan Marino never went anywhere else.
Can't even think it.
No.
Yeah.
Other than that number 13 with the Miami Dolphins. And you know what? As we're throwing these out there, folks, what I'm thinking is just how passionate we are about something as silly as the color of the guy's jersey and the team that he's going to play on that we don't want to see happen. Like, I'm not a Kobe Bryant fan, but I would really hate to see him have a different jersey on.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I just wouldn't want to see it. No, not at all. Hey, folks, great show. Great show as always. We always appreciate all the participation through Twitter. That's how you communicate with us right now, at Mark Loach Show. I know you're talking about you want us to expand. Maybe one day we will expand, right, Seminole Bill?
Hey, you know, you never know what can happen.
That's right. You never know what
Stranger
can happen.
Stranger things happen.
You're absolutely right. Have a great weekend, everybody. Have a continued weekend. Have another great football week as we inch closer and closer to college football, high school football, and NFL. Once again, we come at you each and every Saturday right here on Freedom 93 FM, the Mark Loach Show, and we are, right? We're the home of the Gators and the Jacks. And next week, Seminole Bill, be ready for your AFC predictions.
I'll be there.
And folks, hit us up on Twitter at Mark Lloyd Show. Send us your AFC predictions in now for next week. It's all good. Folks, have a great week. This is the Mark Lloyd Show. We come at you each and every Saturday right here on Freedom 93 FM. Take care, everybody.